You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has been reviewing several proposals for a new state legislative district map after a majority of the court determined the current Republican-drawn maps are unconstitutional. If the legislature and Governor Tony Evers can't come to an agreement on replacement maps all on their own, the court will step in and choose one for them. Now, Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly each passed new maps earlier this week. The maps that the Republican-led legislature went with, identical to the set previously proposed by Evers, according to the state's Legislative Reference Bureau. We're going to get into what happened, where the maps could go from here, and what it all means. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the maps that are on the table? What are your thoughts about this possible outcome? Do you want to see these maps passed by the legislature, signed by Governor Evers, or do you want to just wait and see what the court ends up with? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob.
And Rich Kramer is our WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, bud.
The two of you have been covering this week. Rich, let's start with you. First of all, what happened? I think people might look at this as a surprise development. Republicans say, okay, we're going to pass a map, and it's going to be Democratic Governor Tony Evers' map.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise, but also a bit of deja vu. So this week, the Republicans introduced the exact maps, identical, as you mentioned, per the Legislative Reference Bureau. They attached it to a bill that was originally drawn up to be about a nonpartisan redistricting process, but they did a substitute amendment, essentially replacing that language earlier with the maps. That passed within a couple hours, both houses of the state legislature, and went to Governor Evers' desk.
And Sean, you've been following this map saga a long time, including that podcast series, Mapped Out. In the scope of possible maps for Wisconsin, how does this map look in terms of, and I'm going to be technical here, goodness and badness for either party?
Oh, boy. I mean, that's in the eye of the beholder. I think it's certainly a lot better for Democrats than the world they've been living in politically for like the past 13, 14 years, where, under the current map and the map that preceded it, both drawn by Republicans, Democrats never really had any realistic chance of capturing majority in the legislature. If the map that the governor drew, that the legislature passed, that he may now sign, if that were to become law, then Democrats would have a fighting shot at capturing a majority in the Senate or in the Assembly if they won the most votes in a statewide election.
Now, the next big question, Rich, is will the governor sign these maps? People reading comments from the governor have come to exactly opposite conclusions. So I think the answer is we don't know at this point. Do we have an idea of when the governor would act potentially on these maps one way or the other?
Well, Sean can probably, he might have to correct me, but I believe that when a bill is sent to the governor's desk, he's got something like 6 days to act on it. That would essentially be, it could happen today, maybe it could happen next week. We don't know what's going to happen or when it might happen, but it seems like it's near. That's about as far as I can tell.
And the incentive structure here, Sean, is okay. So the governor could take this Republican version of his map and run with it. But I think the thought maybe is that the state Supreme Court with its new liberal majority might do something even better for Democrats. Is that weighing in the background here?
Yeah. I think that's part of the calculation, is that the governor's map, while better for Democrats than the world they've been living in, is not the best option for Democrats among the options currently before the state Supreme Court in that redistricting case. So, they could take this or, take their chances politically that the court would give them something better if the governor were to veto this map. So there's a lot at play here, including what Tony Evers has said in terms of what he wants from redistricting. These are his maps that they sent to his desk, and he had previously said that he would sign them.
Talking to Sean Johnson and Rich Kramer from the WPR News team, looking at the latest in the long saga of Wisconsin's election boundaries, election maps. Republicans in the legislature passed some maps that Governor Evers had previously backed. Will he sign it? We'll find out. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or questions. Let's go to your calls now. Will is with us in Eau Claire. Will, hi.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I've been following this for years, as a lot of us have, and it seems unusual, in quotes, that the Republicans would accept the governor's maps, you know, given what the guests have just said about, you know, maybe that's their best calculation that for them. And the governor said he'd sign them. But he, as I remember, or as I read, when the governor said he'd sign, you know, a bill that is essentially his, if it were the same thing. And I read that one of the differences, or maybe the only difference, you know, from what I've read, is that the Republican change in what they have approved would take effect at the election in the fall, and the governor's proposal was that they would start, the change would begin immediately. I'm just curious what the your guests think of that, and is that true?
Well, thanks for the call. And Rich, in your reporting and elsewhere, I've seen that the Democrats have objected to the timeline on this. It would be in effect for the November elections, but not necessarily for recall or special elections between now and then. What are we hearing?
Yeah, that's right. There's a line at the very end of the bill that are effectively the maps, and it does say that special elections or potential recall elections would not be held under, you know, those Evers maps. So one of the theories that's been swirling since this plan by Republicans to introduce the governor's identical maps was announced, the theory is that, well, that could be an out. You know, that could be aimed at protecting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. There are some conservatives that are angry with how he's handled the potential impeachment of Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. So they're thinking that, well, maybe this caveat in the bill is about that. But I just got to look at a Legislative Reference Bureau memo today that says, no, it was the Reference Bureau that added that language in there. And they said that that's standard practice. That's about it, all I know on that.
Thanks for that call. Dave is with us now in Wausau. Dave, hi.
Hi there. So I guess my question / comment is, realistically, these maps were presented years ago and the legislature slept on them because everything was weighted in their favor. With the new bill that they're trying to pass, A, why wouldn't they have just done this years ago if they were on board? And B, how many more devils are in the details? You mentioned the substituted amendment, but did that keep the language where the legislature could choose a new map if they rejected the other ones multiple times? Or is that completely gone?
Dave, thanks a lot for that call. Sean, first of all, yeah, this had replaced this thing that was going to have an Iowa-style redistricting, except that the legislature could step in the last minute and just change it to what they want. That's just all gone now, if I have that right.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So that was the bill that they used to do all this with the maps, but essentially they just deleted all that. So anything that had to do with the changes to the process for redistricting in Wisconsin, the Iowa model that you talk about sometimes, that's just all gone. All that lawmakers did was use that bill to as a vehicle to put these maps on. So all that they voted on this past week were the governor's maps, and that's all that is before the governor right now. And as to why they did that now and not before, it's just political circumstances have changed. You know, they had for years, they had the legislature, Republicans did, the governor's office, and conservatives had the state Supreme Court. Now Tony Evers is governor, liberals have a majority on the court, and to hear them describe it, this is kind of the best option for them.
And thanks for that call, Dave. From our first two callers, Sean, and I think from a lot of Democrats who voted against this in the legislature, I get the sense that they're, you know, doing their Admiral Akbar from Return of the Jedi. It's a trap. The Democrats are saying, we're worried that something else, maybe a lawsuit or something, is still coming. What are the concerns they're bringing up that there's something hidden here?
Yeah, Democrats are not used to hearing Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying, hey, you won this time. Big win for Governor Evers. And so there's sort of a sense of, I don't know, paranoia out there that, like, there is something up here that the speaker's not telling us about. He wouldn't just concede this way. And so there's some Democrats are worried that, you know, this could be just teeing up a federal lawsuit, that Republicans are going to pass this, the governor's going to sign it, and then they'll go to federal court. And even if they don't get the map thrown out, they could get it blocked and keep their current map, the very Republican map, in place for 2024. That's kind of the going theory that has been out there among some Democrats. Voss, when he was asked about that, said, like, look, no, that's not it. If you have a map that is passed by a legislature and signed by a governor, a court's not just going to throw that out. So that's his response to that theory on why they might be doing what they're doing. But yeah, the Democrats are uneasy, I think, is putting it mildly.
We're talking to WPR reporter Rich Kramer, WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. Earlier this week, the Republican-controlled legislature here in Wisconsin passed a set of district maps for the state legislature that match ones that Governor Evers had proposed a while back. We're finding out what this all means, what could happen next. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions about what's going on here. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Rich Kramer and Sean Johnson from the Wisconsin Public Radio News Team, looking at the Wisconsin State Legislature this week. Both chambers, controlled by Republicans, passed new state legislative maps that line up with the ones that Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, had proposed earlier in the process. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Perry is with us in Oconto. Perry, hi.
Yes. My thoughts are this. We've waited 13 years for fair maps. What I've read were the two experts, when they analyzed all the maps, they said that Evers' maps were pretty good, but it still gave the Democrats a slight edge of 53% of the votes. And I'm thinking that we should just see what the experts say. And if your guests could talk about, if we do wait, what would be the downside on the Democratic side if we waited for the experts to give their maps, because they said they could draw.
Perry, gotcha. And I think Perry misspoke. The Evers map still has a slight advantage for Republicans, but not as much as the current one. Now, Rich, a couple things Perry brought up there. If the governor does veto this, we've got, as Perry mentioned, a couple of experts bringing their maps, I think, to the state Supreme Court. Like, what happens if Evers says thanks but no thanks?
If the governor vetoes the maps, then it's all eyes on the court, essentially. They said back in December 22nd, when they found the old GOP maps unconstitutional, they said, look, legislature and governor, we want you to play nice, but if you can't, we're going to get involved. You know, we're going to pull the car right over and pick the maps ourselves. So it's very likely that, I guess if there's a veto, then we'd just be waiting on the court for a decision.
Thanks for that call, Perry. And then, Sean, as I mentioned, I believe the Evers map still has a slight lean toward Republicans. That's partly because of Wisconsin political geography. How much better could things be hypothetically for Democrats if the court does this and goes to something that lays out a little better for Democrats?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you there's been a few breakdowns of the governor's maps out there. So one was done by John Johnson of Marquette University, using 2022 election results. Under Evers' map, he projected a 53-46 Republican majority. Under current law, it's 64 Republican, 35 Democratic. So, you know, that it's a big leap compared to what is happening right now, but it's still a slight Republican edge. If you look at, there are other options out there. For example, the plaintiffs who brought this case with the help of the liberal firm Law Forward, their map would give closer to a 50-50 split. It's like a 50 Republican, 49 Democrat projected outcome based on the 2022 results. And then you look at the expert report that analyzed these maps using different metrics, but they kind of reached a similar conclusion that the governor moves the state, the legislature closer to 50-50. The plaintiffs move it closer yet. But big picture, the experts said that if you took either of those plans and even a couple others submitted to the court by Democrats, that if Democrats were to win a majority of the vote, they'd win a majority of the seats. And if Republicans were to win a majority of the vote, they'd be projected to win a majority of the seats.
By the way, John Johnson, the researcher Sean just mentioned, will be on the morning show Monday at 7 to break down what these maps mean for both parties and for voters around the state. That's 7 a.m. Monday on the morning show. And we've got WPR's own Rich Kramer and Sean Johnson with us looking at the state's legislative maps and the latest developments. Back to your calls now. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Hey, Steve.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. The first thing, which is kind of funny, when you talk about experts, there is no right here. There is no expert that can say this is the right map. So it's a little frustrating to hear people refer to as experts. But beyond that, you know, it's kind of funny that the Democrats are trying to play the same game that the Republicans were playing, talking about wanting fairness when they recognize, hey, we have unethical Janet in our back pocket. So let's see if we can get something better. It's just politics on both sides. Both parties are guilty of it. And I'm tired to hear about experts when this is not an expert type of situation where there's a right or wrong answer.
Steve, thanks for the call. Well, the experts we talked to do try to lay out some of the different options and things like that. But Sean, Steve's point that, you know, the right map, the fair map, there are a lot of different standards as you've researched for Mapped Out, a lot of different standards that go into making these maps and a lot of different ways to do it.
Yeah, I mean, so what these experts, and I will use the term because these guys know what they're talking about, what they did in their report is they produced the report using metrics that were laid out by the court. And some of those metrics are non-negotiable. You know, you got to follow the state constitution's guidelines. And so the report looked at how it did there. The optional metric that the court laid out this time was that they wanted the experts to measure partisan fairness. And that is a subjective term. They measured it different ways, showing, you know, how, you know, essentially how the map would perform under a 50-50 election being one of them. That is where it's subjective, you know, in terms of what is right and wrong. You know, this court says we should have a map that is fair to the parties. The previous court, conservative, said we should have a map that changes the least amount possible. Both were judgment calls based on those justices. They are not, you know, not statute, not constantly, you know, written in the Constitution. They're what the court said was fair in that moment. And so that's what these experts went by as they chose these maps or as they recommended these maps.
Steve, thanks again for that call. Rich, we've talked about, you know, some objections Democratic lawmakers have raised, some of their concerns. Can you talk a little more about what we heard from Republicans in the legislature about why they said, okay, we're going with the Evers map? I think one said something like, I'd rather, you know, being stabbed instead of beheaded, or thoughts along those lines. How are they expressing their, I guess, resignation toward these maps?
Yeah, the comments have been interesting. Essentially, my takeaway from it is that Republicans, especially the leaders, are saying, look, we got two choices. We can pass the governor's map or let the court's liberal majority pick maps that would be more favorable to Democrats. They've called some of those other options gerrymanders. And So in particular, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said that the writing is on the wall. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's confident that Republicans can still win majorities, win elections under Evers' maps. But he also said the legislature will be up for grabs. And, you know, on the left, too, you've got a wide range of opinions. Like we talked about some of the objections, some of the concerns that some of the Democratic folks have about the process, about this addition to the end of this maps bill. Well, we've also got groups that have been pushing back against gerrymandering or fighting to end gerrymandering for years and years. Liberal Aligned, they also, you know, kind of advised the governor on stuff. They've come out and said they hope that the governor signs these maps into law, saying the process wasn't perfect, but it would be a big shift for Wisconsin.
And Sean, just our last few moments, are we due for a new installment of Mapped Out? Lots happened since that dropped.
I will take it under advisement, Rob. I do feel like there's been a little bit that has happened since our last episode. And I don't think we would have predicted it turning out quite this way when we finished that one either.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
And Rich, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rob.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. They've both been following the story we've been talking about, the future of Wisconsin's state legislative district maps. Both chambers of the Republican-controlled legislature approved a proposed set of maps that were originally proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, watching, as we heard, to see if he will sign or veto those over the next week or so. Coming up Monday here on Central Time, a big census of agriculture in Wisconsin sees further declines in the number of dairy farms, but an increase in younger farmers. We'll check out the details and what it means for rural communities around the state. If you are one of those younger farmers, maybe just getting into the profession, love to hear from you. You can email ideas@WPR.org. Also on Monday, there are successful treatments out there for opioid addiction, but not everyone who needs those treatments has access to them. Get the latest on addiction treatment and access Monday here on Central Time.